How are you doing? Everybody good? How's your week?
Was it
fantastic, amazing, great? I love that. Even if it was challenging, it was still great. Why? Because you're here. Because you're here. Amen. You got through another week here in New York City, right? Sometimes what appears to be miracles, what appears to be just kind of everyday life, really is a miracle. Showing up in so many different ways. Last night we went to see a show, Terry and I and Don and John and a few others went to see a wonderful show at 54 Below called Sondheim Originals with three people who were in Sondheim shows who originated the roles. It was Chip Zine, who was in Into the Woods, and Annie Morrison, who was in Merrily We Roll Along. We went to college together for a while. And Pam Myers, who was supposed to be here. Maybe she's skating or skiing around town right now. We bless them as they come here safely. And what really struck me last night is how these three people were doing what they were supposed to do on the planet. Joyfully having a grand time up on stage doing their divine plan. Now, certainly we all have doubts. We all have things that we go through. We think, oh gosh, I don't feel well. I don't want to perform tonight. Or, gee, I wonder if I should still be doing this. But when we look at people doing what they're supposed to be doing, it's so clear to us, isn't it? When you see people who are, Meryl Streep, is there any other divine plan that Meryl Streep could have but being Meryl Streep? She just got nominated for a movie she wasn't even in. Oh my God, it's just a, didn't even do a movie. She's nominated. Why? Because she's Meryl Streep. We should nominate her to do anything. She does her divine plan so well. So no matter what doubts or fears she may have, she has no doubt that this is what she is here to do. But what are the words you're using as far as what you're here to do? Do you have a lot of doubts about who you are and what you're doing on the planet? Charles Fillmore, our co-founder here in Unity, wrote, "Every idea originating in God's mind is expressed in your mind. Through your thought, that idea is brought into the outer and expresses in the spoken word." So words are the vehicle for the expression of God ideas and impulses in you that move out into your world to create your life according to your verbal command. Your verbal command about life is what you see happening in your life right now. For example, if I get an idea for a new career, say I want to do something real exciting, I've done what I've done, I love what I do, now I want to do something different. And you get this wonderful idea in your daydreams, in your journaling, whatever it might be, to have a dog bed and breakfast. It comes to you, you love dogs, you love bed and breakfast, why not put them together and call it the dog house? Oh, yay. Yay, somebody else is excited about that, that's wonderful. So you speak this divine idea into the ethers, into the electromagnetic field that we call the universe, and you say, I am grateful for the unfolding good that the doghouse is in my life and in for all those pet owners and their pets. God is bringing into my life those who would be a blessing to me as I co-create it with divine love, wisdom, joy, and life. I have absolute faith that God is giving me instruction today and every day in how to bring forth this divine idea. It is a blessing to me, my clients, and their holy and precious animals. As a powerful child of God, I now command it to come forth into manifestation. It is done. Amen. You would have no doubt that this person was going to have a doghouse, right? Not at all. This person was clear about what they were looking for. Divine law says that which we decree, demand, command, and affirm and state with absolute faith and conviction has to come forth. It must express. You're a child of God. You get to call it. Whatever you say as a child of God, the universe instantly responds. Now, it may not seem like it, but it instantly responds to what you're saying over and over and over again. The divine law, as explained years and years and centuries ago in the book of Job, says, you shall decree a thing, and it will be established for you. And God will be the light on your way. You shall decree a thing, you shall say what it is you're affirming, whatever you want, and the universe will bring it forth. Very clear. There's no fine print here like Macy's coupons that say everything 25% off except for these 4,000 different companies. There's no fine print here. It says, you shall say it, it will happen. That's it. Jesus, our brother and teacher, said it a little plainer even. He said, up to now, you haven't asked for what you're looking for. They're saying, how come we don't have the good we're looking for? How come you can do this? You haven't asked. You've been moping. You've been thinking you should have it, but you haven't actually stated what it is you're looking for. Ask, believing, and it shall be yours. Very clear, very straightforward. But I know a lot of people come to me and they say, you know, that's bull. I've asked till I'm blue in the face. I go to retreats, I go to workshops, I come here on Sunday morning, I get my money, I do everything that you're saying to do, and it still doesn't show up. Where is it? Where is the good I've been looking for? And I know it's frustrating. I've been frustrated too in my life about knowing that God is at work, knowing the divine plan is at work, and where the hell is it? Where is it? I keep asking, I keep affirming, I keep praying, I keep writing, I keep doing journals, I keep doing all this work. So asking and not receiving, decreeing and not seeing, demanding and not hearing back, affirming and not getting what we desire. Sometimes I think I'm doing everything I can. God, what more do you want? I'm about to give up on this. Anybody feel like you just want to give up on the spiritual path and just say, forget about it? Yeah, we've all been there. We may be there right now. I've done everything I can think to do, and yet I don't see my dream, my goal, the divine ideas I thought were from God. They're missing in action. Now what do I do? Believe me, there's no one here who hasn't gone through this, hasn't gone through what you're going through right now, and it doesn't matter what the challenge may be, finding a great mate in New York City. Some people say, that is the most impossible thing to do. Have you been out there? Have you been looking? Where is that needle? Where is that haystack? Forget about the needle. I can't even find the haystack. What neighborhood is it in? Finding a comfortable home here in Manhattan. Oh. Finding peace of mind in a dysfunctional family situation. Getting the career going. Finally getting rid of the pain, either emotional or physical. Once and for all, how can that happen? Well, you know, there is a way. There's a way of bringing whatever it is that you desire into your life. This can happen. It's been happening for hundreds and thousands of people, millions of people through the years. And here's the secret nobody else is going to tell you but me. Well, nobody this morning at Symphony Space at 11 o'clock. You ready? I don't see anybody writing this down. Where's your pen? Take it out. The secret to receiving all the good that you could ever want is to get your big butt out of the way. B-U-T. Get your big B-U-T out of the way. What do I mean by that? We don't fulfill the divine law of speaking the divine idea of abundance, of healing, of whatever good we're looking for by saying with conviction, my doggy bed and breakfast is coming, but I don't have any money for it. My healing is happening, but this magazine says success rate is under 10%. My family, I wish my family could be closer. I would love to be closer to every single family member, but my husband's an idiot. My son's a loser. My daughter doesn't listen and don't even ask me about the cat. What's being said here in all of these may be considered to be the facts of the matter, but they are not the truth of God. Whenever we finish a divine idea statement with but, however, if only, and, we are powerfully neutralizing the holy impulse that preceded it. We have neutralized the good that we had just affirmed we wanted to have in our lives. We are powerful spiritual beings, and if you alter a sacred affirmation with a coda or an addendum that is contrary to the truth, God is not going to get in your way. The universe will not bring forth what you've called out of your words of negation. I desire a right and perfect partner, but I'm so ugly, stupid, and boring. Who would want me? Good beginning, lousy finish. The universe is saying, I've got the right and perfect mate. Oh, what did you just say? I can't do this for you. Because we said something really wonderful, what right and perfect mate. The universe goes, yay, look, I have somebody just wonderful for you. I'm ugly, stupid, and boring. Okay. Can't help you. I desire, and I know the right and perfect apartment here is in Manhattan, but who can afford it? The universe goes, here's the apartment. Okay, I guess it isn't. I keep hearing that over and over again. Have you seen what a one-bedroom runs for here? Who can afford to live here? Nobody can afford to live here. Nobody can afford to live here. Nobody can afford to live here. Boy, there's a broken record. Remember records? Some of you younger people may not have any idea what I'm talking about. I wish I could feel peaceful living in New York City, but with all the talk about ISIS and the flu and rising prices, and those apartments are so expensive, those apartments are so expensive, those apartments are so expensive. And not getting, being able to get a ticket for a honeymoon in Vegas, it's just too much. Do you see what we're doing? We're sabotaging our good. We don't mean to keep our dreams and desires away, but we create a huge wall of separation. We're separating ourselves from the good of God by affirming what we want and then affirming what we don't want. We're not agreeing with the divine idea of God that is waiting to rush forward into our lives. The answer to this challenge of cutting off our success, our healing, our prosperity, our peace and joy, anything you've ever desired in your life, is to stop talking. Stop talking after the good stuff. Before you fall on your butt. B-U-T. No. But that could be the other butt, too. Either way, when you start talking about butt, you end up on your butt sometimes. We don't want to do that anymore. We got to stop saying what we don't want to be and really get clear about what it is that we do. Quit talking after your truth is spoken. I am a success. God is my joy, my enthusiasm, and I cannot fail to do what I love to do. Period. There's no follow-up to that. That's the most important, powerful thing you could ever affirm. There's no follow-up to that. I am healthy in mind and body completely. God is the healing energy within me now, cleansing, renewing, restoring, revitalizing every inch of my being. Period. That's it. There is no more to be said after that. My family is loving, gentle, and happy. My family is loving, gentle, and happy. Affirm that with me. My family is loving, gentle, and happy. About 10 of you were not saying that. No. My husband is intelligent. My son's a winner. My daughter and I have perfect communication. The cat is charming. Period. That's it. Now you might say, well, that's wishful thinking. That's not really true. That's the truth we're looking to bring forth. It is the truth in potential. You say, well, I would like my husband to be wise and my kids to be successful and loving, but it just isn't true. Have you met them? I've met a lot of them, and yeah, it is true. But when you keep saying something over and over and over again, you make that true for you. There's that but again. We don't affirm something to make it true. We affirm something because it is true, and we're aligning ourselves with God's mind in knowing and having it being revealed as the truth of who we are. We affirm and declare the truth because that is the reality of God at the core of all life. If you want your family to be loving, see them as loving. It might take a little while for that to kick in. But as you see that, you become that. And when you're loving, they can respond back lovingly. Treat them that way. Speak love and positive words, and eventually they will be. As we say in unity, don't set it right, see it right. Don't try to make it happen, but let it happen as you hold on to the truth. If you want to be healed, see only wholeness as your option. It's not yours to say how it's going to actually happen or how it's going to manifest. It's yours to hold to the truth of joy and enthusiasm and gratitude. Thank you, God, for wholeness in mind and body. I have no idea how it's going to happen, but I can't wait to see how God's going to work this one out. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Let's go. Speak only words of health to your body, knowing that God is stronger than dis-ease, no matter what the current appearance may be. Jesus didn't say to the woman bleeding for 12 years, daughter, your faith has made you whole, but don't get too excited. Take it easy. Put your feet up for a while. You've been bleeding for 12 years. We don't know what's going to happen. Did he say that? No. He said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go party. Go dance. Go have a good time. Go get some ice cream. Do whatever you need to do. Get on with your life. Unity co-founder Myrtle Fillmore refused to see tuberculosis as a permanent condition, which it was back then. They didn't have a cure for tuberculosis. So she heard, you're a powerful child of God. You are whole and well already. And she began to use those ideas. And she praised her body as strong and whole. She affirmed she was growing healthier daily. She spoke loving words to every organ, every fiber, every inch of her being. And at the end of 2 years, she was healed of a so-called terminal disease. The doctor in the beginning of it said, well, go get everything in order because you won't be here in 2 or 3 months. And she lived on another 40 years. There is nothing impossible with God, but you have to align yourself, and I have to align myself with the God idea and not be shaken when I see it not working in the way I think it should be working. Jesus, as quoted in the book of Revelation, said, I know your works, you're neither cold nor hot. Were that you were cold or hot, because you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. A little disgusting, but the point is, unless we are willing to be one thing or the other, we're nothing. Yet let your yes be yes and your no's be no's, he said. What choices are you making in life and move forward confidently? Quit sitting on your butts and get up and move with what you're guided to by God within you. How committed, how passionate, how enthusiastic are you about your life today? About your healing, about your success coming, about your relationship that is waiting for you, about your joy. How good do you want your life? It's up to you. It's up to me to have the life I want, but my words have to match what I'm thinking about. The painter Georgia O'Keeffe spent 6 months a year in the desert by herself so she could see colors better, she said. She went away and she knew what she had to do to be the wonderful artist she is. She said, I have to be in the desert and let go of everything else so I can focus on what colors I need to see. That's how committed she was to her good. More than 20 years in jail couldn't keep Nelson Mandela from his dreams of freedom for all people. He kept to the truth. 20 years, he knew what he was doing was his divine plan. Follow through and let your heart be led the way that you want your life to be, and you can't fail. In Alberta, Canada, a few years ago, a woman named Colleen had given up her daughter 18 years beforehand, that very day. Throughout the years, she wondered about her daughter. What did she look like? Was she happy? Was she healthy? What was her life like? All of a sudden, she got an idea in her mind. It really excited her. She saw the whole idea clearly. She lived in a town hundreds of miles away. She said, she heard, place an ad in the newspaper that you gave birth to her in. Just put an ad in, see what happens. She felt a real joy, a real surge of excitement as she found the classified ad number for the paper. When the ad saleswoman answered the phone, Colleen's big butt almost got in the way. All of a sudden, these words started rushing forward. Oh, it's a long shot. She may not live there. She may not want to see me. This is crazy. What am I doing? She went to hang up the phone, but she heard, don't do that. Keep going. Her gut was stronger than her butt. Her gut is stronger than her butt. She took a deep breath, and she did what her heart told her to do. A couple of hours later, after placing the ad, Colleen received a phone call from the editor of the paper. The editor of the paper. And told her that earlier in that day, he had gotten a call from somebody named Jody, who didn't even live in Alberta. All Jody knew was that she was born somewhere in Alberta, and she wanted to place an ad asking if anybody knew her birth mother in town. The editor saw Colleen's ad and went, "Oh, this can't be a coincidence." It turned out that they were mother and daughter, and they had a wonderful reunion. Now, in Unity, we call that a divine coincidence. There are really no coincidences in life. When we are open and receptive, we will hear what we need to do, and there we go. Colleen would have missed meeting her daughter, perhaps forever, if she didn't get off her butt and do what God within her was telling her, here's what is yours to do. And then when the words started flooding forth that were preventing her from doing that, she went back to her heart and continued doing it. So what is God calling you to do for all the good in your life to come into manifestation? What is your gut telling you? Not your butt, your gut. What is that telling you to do today? What one thing, I want you to go within and listen to your heart. What are you to do? What words are you to cut out of your life forever? The divine idea, we affirm, we know, we get excited about it, and the but and however we leave off. That is not part of your vocabulary anymore. The truth is your healing is happening right now. Your success is unfolding. Your right mate is appearing. Your financial affairs are becoming orderly. As you affirm it, know it, and feel excited about it, your life is happy, peaceful, and joyful as you look beyond what appears to be lack, limitation, and failure, no matter how long it may seem to appear to be in your life right now. Hang on to the truth that God is revealing in your dreams, in your desires, in your imagination, in your longing. These are all clues that God is giving you as to what your life is all about and how good and how wonderful it can be. Take a breath. Close your eyes. Go to your heart. This is all about you and your words. This is all about you and what you're holding to be your truth. What are you holding? What are you holding on to? What are you willing to release? How have the but words been working for you? They aren't working at all. Oh, actually, they're working too well. Let go of them. You don't need them. They're in your way. Breathe into your heart. Affirm with me, my word is powerful. We'll do that one more time together. My word is powerful. It goes out to work for me. It goes out to work for me. I am created to succeed. I am created to be healthy. I am created to be creative. I am created to help others. I am created to be joyful. I am created to have fun. Take a breath. Feel that truth moving through your heart, through your mind, through your bloodstream, through every muscle, through every fiber of your being. This is the truth of who you are. It is lifting you up and expanding your heart. This is the truth of a child of God. Take a breath. Let go. Let God. God's got this. God is in charge. God is at work. We prepare to get even deeper into our heart by singing our meditation song, I Am So Blessed, for all that I have, all that I am, and all that God is. Let go and let God reveal this truth this morning.
I am so blessed. I am so all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. One more time, a little quieter. That wonderful life-giving oxygen flow through your blood system, bringing health and life to every part of your being from the top of your head to your toes. The most centering thing we can do is to breathe. It keeps us centered, steady, calm. It releases from the cells what does not belong there, so we can move it forward. It brings new life and light into this wonderful body temple. Continue breathing gently, releasing any fears, any concerns you may have come in here with, and knowing that God is in control. God's got it. My job is to open up, to be aware that God is flowing forth divine ideas for wholeness, for success, for peace of mind, for any and everything in my life that I myself know nothing. It is God within that does the work. And I move forward as directed, as guided, by the light of spirit. I mentioned the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years earlier. And she said, if I can just touch the hem of the garment, I know I'll be healed. She had great faith that even after 12 years, there was hope that it could happen. And as she reached out, she felt the energy, and she knew there was a change. And the great teacher turned around and said, "Who touched me?" He felt the energy moving. And he looked at the woman in compassion and said, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." By you showing up here today, you have reached out for the hem of the garment. And you said, "I had faith. I have faith that my healing is at work right now." That wonderful energy that was in our brother and teacher is in you also at this very moment. Breathe in that wonderful energy of God and know I too am healed and whole. I command strength and energy to flow through me now. As a child of God, I command my healing. No ifs, ands, or buts. I am healed. Breathe that in. I am healed. Healed. Sometimes it seems like success is elusive, but the truth is your success is guaranteed by the universe. You are already a successful child of God by being here. The next step is to affirm the truth. Your faith makes you a success. Your faith brings forth your abundance. By your faith, your good appears. I now command prosperity to flow powerfully into my life now. I command prosperity to flow powerfully into my life now. I am prospered. Let that take hold. Love, harmony, peace, serenity, joy beyond anything I've ever imagined are here because they're a part of me. I am a creation of God, and God is all this and more. In the quiet of my being, I let go, and I let God reveal this is all here for my taking, for my accepting. Breathe into your heart and let your inner words be yes. I command strength, prosperity, success, love, harmony, joy, and all good to flow forth right now. In the quiet of my being, I listen, I hear, I am open and receptive to all that God is. There is only one power, one presence, one spirit, one good, one joy, God. For the realization of this truth, we are so grateful. And so it is.